Welcome back to My Radio at StanPelke.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Stan Pelke, your host for this second bonus podcast featuring original cues that have accompanied my readings from the sixth and seventh chapters of my novel, Project Earth, Dawn of Defiance. Don't worry, I've made sure there are no spoilers ahead for those of you who have not yet listened all the way through the end of Chapter 7. As with the first bonus podcast, I wanted to share these tracks with you again because sometimes aspects of the music can get lost beneath the spoken material. But I'm putting a lot of thought and effort into the creation of the original music for the podcasts, so I'd like you to be able to hear them again and hear them without the spoken content. The first track was the opening cue of the series of podcasts. It has been heard on every episode to date. I composed the next two cues for Chapter 6. They were also the first cues that I wrote using a newer version of Finale, which has given me access to more varied MIDI instruments. Chapter 6 focuses on the unexpected journey of one of the principal female characters in my novel. The first track accompanies her as she makes the decision to take significant matters into her own hands. The second track accompanies an important scene in which she seeks the advice and assistance of two older women, mentors and caregivers whom she betrayed in her youth, but with whom she now seeks reconciliation. Thank you. With Chapter 7, I've reached the end of the first half of the novel, which has primarily followed the journey of the main character, Charlie Spear. If you've been listening to the podcasts, you know that I've introduced several other clusters of characters that Charlie has not met. Chapter 7 is all about Charlie, however, and in the next cue, I return to music from Chapter 2, but with a twist. While in Chapter 2, this cue's various themes were in major keys, here they bend into minor mode as Charlie argues with a close friend. This bonus podcast concludes with the very last musical cue of Chapter 7, and thus the last cue heard in the first half of the audio novel. Charlie Spear has now reached a critical juncture, and significant decisions have to be made. This cue accompanies a very important action sequence, but if I say anything more, I risk spoiling the chapter for you. The cue is in two parts. Both are strongly rhythmic and fast-paced, though the first half is much more dissonant. The cue is rendered as a toccata for two pianos and was inspired by the 2017 Festival of New Music at the FSU College of Music, which was held from February 1st to February 4th. I want to take a moment to dedicate this bonus podcast to the members of the Epps Quartet, whose recital on the evening of December 14th, 2016, inspired me to finish writing Chapter 7, despite having suffered some writer's block with the chapter for a number of weeks. Thanks, guys, for your dedication to your craft and for your outstanding musicianship. Thank you. This program included original music by Stan Pelkey. Please note that any unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, copying, or re-recording of this program or its music is an infringement of copyright.